Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got Drive Moment, by the way, everybody. There's a story there on DJ Zinhle surprising Muda Bongs with a vintage car. Sobongani Mahosana, better known as Moda or Mera Bongs, on June the 9th celebrated his 37th birthday. He's still a baby.
Sure, he's young.
And his wife Zinhle bought him a car, Cobra convertible in a deep purple violet. So taken to Instagram, Moda Bongs posted clips from his birthday celebration. In the clip, Moda is visibly happy and filled with emotion. A board can be seen near the car. In the video written that the car should not be posted on social media, keeping it under wraps until the owner sees it. But the moment and the gift landed on social media anyway, somebody done snitched. So the question is, to post or not to post what? Is it big things?
It is.
What do you do?
I simply do not post anything. I don't want the pressure.
I've seen you.
From
I follow you on social media.
You'll see me.
I saw your new hairstyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big thing. Yeah, it's not a big thing. So I don't post particularly because I do feel like, you know, sometimes you don't realize how much pressure you might be putting yourself under.
Sure.
So you post this big car and life happens and you don't have it anymore. Now it feels like you have to explain to everybody where that big car went or where the big house went or whatever. So for my sanity, I do not post any of the humongous achievement work related, because social media I can, if I'm getting a new show or I've won an award, that I can do. But big ticket items that belong to me personally, I try as much as I can to keep them from social media.
You know, sometimes privacy is gold, man.
Yeah,
sometimes privacy is really, really gold. Because let's say we were about to post whatever that we have achieved, or we bought some of the things that you buy that are huge, like your house, like your car that you've been longing for. Sometimes that is for you.
Yeah, it's sacred.
That is for you, but it's not everyone. Some people want to post and show us with Nkhalai. This is my dining room. This is my bedroom. This is my cars. All of them must be in a panda. I know a friend that does that, and it's good for him.
Yeah. Mm.
But sometimes I feel it's a bit unnecessary. That's just me again. That's just me.
And some people will post. Sometimes, you know, you don't even want to point a finger and blame them, because, you know, in life they probably face so many struggles and they've posted their struggles. Because I think it's also important that much as we post things that are nice on social media, and we also balance and we also post our struggles. You know, someone may post their struggles, but, you know, I can't get a job. Maybe a year later they come back, finally got a job. My dream is to buy a car and a house. And they work hard and they say, look, guys, remember 2 years ago? I had nothing. I finally got a job. I started doing 3 jobs at a time. Now I was able to buy a car. If you're also in the same position, it can
don't
be done.
Give up. Don't give up.
Do you know what I mean? So basically, different strokes for different folks.
You know, I saw a clip at Sheeran. And Sheeran was actually talking about his career.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he struggled so much because he actually could not sing in the beginning.
Mm.
So he had to work about 7 years to 9 years to perfect how he actually sounded, to tune his voice. And what he finds very unsettling right now is that we only see the cover page. We only see the success. People are not posting enough, that grinding that you're talking about.
100%,
they are not posting that enough to say, to get to this black and white dress.
Absolutely.
I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's just a black and white dress that you see. And that can be misleading.
But at the same time, maybe posting those things that your big achievement might be something that motivates someone you want to say, sometimes I need to work hard to be in this big house, to drive this big car, maybe to... I need to work harder than how I'm doing right now. Because sometimes you get comfortable in a space where you're like, grand ngale two room, right ngale two room.
And there are people who are like that.
Yeah, right ngale ngale Mazda 323. And sometimes you can even work harder and move from a two room to an 8 room. Because why? I saw what Glenn posted and like, yo, this is what I've been working hard for the past 20 years. And finally I've achieved that. Maybe sometimes it's great to post. But now the question is, to post or not to post.
0636880959. Give us those voice notes and, of course, your calls on 0860000959. To post or not to post.
That's what we're talking about today on Drive 959, all the way from Cape Town.
I don't think there's anything wrong with posting. I mean, to each their own, really. The only problem is when you start to make people feel bad for not having achieved what you have, because some captions are like, hey, they are low-key looking down on people that, you know, I have done this, like, what are the rest of you guys doing? And also those, you know, I've achieved this because I worked hard. And then a few years down the line, we're finding out, oh, you only have all these things because you are getting imali from Iloto illegally.
Another thing, please don't post anything that I've achieved without me posting it. That's another thing. If I bought a car, let me post my car before you are standing like, congrats, Kumba. Yeah. No problem. I'm so shooting the arm when I'm
yo. I mean, I have a friend, right? I invited people to his house, ne? And his friends obviously love social media.
Mm-hmm.
They went on to post his house. He was mad. He was upset. Because this guy doesn't show off. He's very underground. You know what I mean? That is wrong.
You know, and it has gone as so far as people at weddings or their party celebrations or whatever, they'll be like, do not post. People need to be told explicitly.
Don't leave.
Do not post my wedding pictures until I've posted. You at my wedding, go ahead, post. But me and my group or me and my bride, do not post us until we have posted.
It's
only
fair. They're fighting for the likes. The likes that don't belong to them.
I mean, really.
All righty then.
To post or not to post?
For me, I honestly believe, Uguti, you can post, but limit, man. There's things that I feel like are personal. Itin kulumele mina, now of late, I feel like ukuposta bantwana is no longer safe. Ukuposta their school and all that, it's no longer safe because there's trafficking. So we watch what we post. You can't post everything, guys. Otherwise, it's letela ma prying eyes. There's people abayenza umsebenzi wabo to just be checking out people. Lives 24/7.
I mean, it's not to post, but I mean, I'm not to post them. I'd rather on the socials and just post it into a mesiera lenge. But from my achievements to cars to house, this is into me. I'm fuck it up.
I prefer not to post because and then sometimes we invite enemies in our lives because of what we put there on social media.
So I'm a firm believer of two things. Don't be prescriptive. Don't tell people what to do because it's their lives.
Yeah.
And I am going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they have calculated the risk and to them it was worth it.
Uh-huh.
The second one is also, I think, risnaksinyana, man, y'all. I think sometimes the biggest problem is that when we see people posting, before you read the caption, you've taken it in a negative light. Skuma postilale at the top of Table Mountain. If it's always a trek or whatever, or skumba postile Bentley high, the first thing you think is skumba will come in. You are forgetting that skumba could really be proud of what he is posting. So don't be prescriptive. Don't be jealous. People must live their lives.
Yeah, it's a spell. And you are fighting for your life.
Yeah,
we have seen posts where people are. I see you can tell they get better. You should be focusing maybe more on your health than likes.
Okay.
You understand? What about that post? That has nothing to do with achievement, but it has everything to do with you suspending.
Some people's community literally exists on social media.
Mm.
I think sometimes we think that because you have friends or you have your close knit or you're a private person, that's the case for everyone.
Mm.
Some people, social media get diarrhea born. They are talking to their people. Oh, my friend, thank you so much. High five. And those likes, maybe they are saving their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Posting is one of the most useless things that are currently happening. Really, why post? What for? What's the real motive of posting? A little high.
Yo, and posting Nick's son. I don't like posting my achievements, whether big or small, because I'm not comfortable with it. Anybody else can do it? Not me. I can post anything in line with that, maybe, you know, something inspirational, but it will never be the exact thing, because I feel like sometimes posting too much, that's my personal opinion, you kind of like exposing things prematurely, and it's sort of like giving people an update about your life, which I'm not comfortable with. So nah, I don't. Abanye, ipipure, you know, let them do it.
Yo guys, I don't like to post. So now I've got a problem with my cousin. He's been with me for 3 months, but everything, my house, the cars, the dog, he posts everything. I hardly even get to post my own daughter, but he posts everything, and I hate it. I don't want to lie, I hate it. I just want to be treated as simple as my life. This thing of posting, it's not for me. I just want my life to be as simple, locked behind the doors. That's all.
I think people, they need to limit what they post, because, yo, now I used to post on my WhatsApp. So the people that I have on my WhatsApp, they're like my close friends and family. So then I stopped posting pictures because I realized that people, they will always look at what you're doing and where you are. And they'll start saying hi because they see you doing fine. So I stopped and I started posting into social. And the other day I met my friend. It's like, yo, when are you always drunk? And I'm like, no, don't believe everything that you see that I post. I'm just posting it because I liked it.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komoto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.